You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Sports memorabilia is a highly specialized category on eBay and highly popular, especially when it comes to sports cards. With us now is Austin Vance, eBay's category manager for sports memorabilia. Austin, give us an update. What's new in the sports memorabilia category?
Thanks, Griff, and thanks for having me on. You know, it's an exciting time in sports memorabilia. I think one of the fun things about eBay is it really, as a marketplace, reflects kind of the excitement going on in the greater sports world. And you've got a lot of great rivalries right now, LeBron James and Kevin Durant kind of fighting it out for the basketball MVP. You've got exciting new players in the NFL draft. And all of this really makes, we see really demand increase and people get much more engaged in sports memorabilia. So with that, I was going to mention some new things going on in the sports cards world specifically.
Okay,
go for it.
Yes.
All right. Sports cards, and I travel to a lot of shows during the year, and one of the things, this is my second year now in managing this category, but my first year, one of the things I heard a lot was, you know, we love eBay, you guys have a lot of buyers, but man, it's hard to manage thousands of sports cards. They're in boxes, I've got to get all these images, and these sports card sellers too, you know, a lot of these men and women, it's not just eBay, they're manning a sports card shop. And they want to have their own website, and then they also want to be able to list those cards to eBay. And so we went out and partnered with Beckett Media to create, really revamp their accelerator tool and create a really great way to get those cards up online, manage that inventory, and add on some features that sort of helps you sell and attract more buyers to your cards.
So Beckett, who's Beckett?
Yeah.
Beckett is actually a company that has been around the baseball industry, baseball card industry, for a long time. They were known back in the 80s and 90s for price guides specifically. And since then, of course, they've evolved to, have their own sort of pricing, online pricing guides that are digital plus listing tools. So they have sports cards, for example, is about 6.5 million unique SKUs. Now, that's a lot of unique SKUs, but then you have to imagine that, you know, not only are there SKUs, but then there's conditions. So you've got mint condition, you've got different graded cards. So it's just very, very SKU intense. And Beckett's actually mapped out a catalog against all of these different cards.
Interesting choice of names. The first time I saw it, I thought, wow, Waiting for Godot playing cards. This should, or trading cards. This should be fun. And Austin didn't get it. Okay. Samuel Beckett?
Well, you know,
playwright.
Yes.
I was looking at eBay. Yes, sports cards. And lest you think that it's just a little hobby.
Oh, no.
I found one on eBay right now, and you can save. It was $75,000. Now they're giving you 20% off, and for $60,000, buy it now.
Yeah.
You can own a 2000 Fleer Showcase 1-of-1 Masterpiece number 136 Tom Brady RC Patriots PSA off 1-1.
Yeah, there's some cards that are worth a lot of money.
You
That's why we're here.
$60,000.
Lee, get with the program. That's why we call it sports memorabilia.
So when does it start? How can sellers become involved?
Sure. We actually launched this at the Industry Summit, which is a great trade show, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. It took place in Las Vegas. And sellers can go to BeckettBusinessSolutions.com. That's BeckettBusinessSolutions.com, and look at the different packages available. And what you get here that's interesting, my focus was, let's not just do this for big sellers. Let's do this for the guys that are weekend warriors, the guys that sell cards on the side. So your first package through Beckett starts at $99, and it moves up from there. But what we did as part of eBay is, when you sign up for one of these packages, not only does it provide you with an image library, so you can use, if you don't have images for all your cards, you can use stock images. The second thing is, it provides you, lets you list all those cards, it gives you pricing information. But for certain packages, we also gave you up to 10,000 free listings. So, you know, if you had, and a lot of guys I talk to, they would have 3,000, 4,000 cards total, but they'd only have 500 on eBay. And we wanted to get all those cards on eBay. And so really this gives you a way that you're not just continually paying insertion fees. You can put that library in eBay. They can always be up there. This is a long tail industry. A lot of, you know, there's the big cards like the one you just mentioned, Brady. But you know, every player that makes it to the MLB or NHL and gets a card, even if they weren't sort of a big success there, they went through high school. They were a high school star. They were a college star. They have neighbors. They have friends. They have family. There's a lot of people that want to get their cards, and eBay is a great place to find that long tail inventory. And so with this, we really want to make sure we're getting that and we're delighting those customers, because that's one of the great things about eBay is when you can find a card that, you know, it was your neighbor growing up and they made it in the MLB and maybe they didn't play that long or they weren't a starting player, but you can still get that card on eBay.
So let me understand, because I'm not sure I get this. So Beckett Business Solutions, BBS, is a website that looks like, is this their a different marketplace than eBay?
No, Beckett Business Solutions, they do have their own marketplace, but right. Really their software pushes it across their marketplace and to eBay Marketplace.
So the clickable link here is for the dealer package detail, and I click that, and it shows me different pricing options. How does this work with eBay? I'm still not getting it. Sorry.
Sure. So you think of this as a channel advisor, but specific for baseball cards.
Oh, okay.
So you, if you're, you know, you're a card seller and you want a software tool to help you list onto eBay, you can go in and purchase one of these packages. And then we created an eBay, you know, an eBay exclusive or eBay specialized package, and those are the ones that come with the free insertions.
All right, so I guess they haven't included anything on their website that says eBay specific, but there is a link. I guess the way you pursue this is you contact a guy named George Nono. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right, so that's, you would email him if you were interested. I just want to make sure we have the right pathway for our eBay sellers.
Absolutely. So, and we're updating this as we go, and we'll be including more. We're going to put some pages on eBay that also talk about this. But this is the way you can get going pretty quickly.
Oh, okay, great.
So what is the exact Beckett? Because there's more than one Beckett. .com. I'm on Beckett.com.
No, you've got the wrong one, darling. Okay. Listen, sweetheart.
Yes.
BeckettBusinessSolutions.com.
Oh, that's where I'm going wrong.
You weren't paying attention.
Well, I have to watch out for you guys and make sure you don't say anything bad over the radio.
Excuse me.
I am the quality control person.
Oh, I forgot. Yes. Okay, so Queen Lee.
Yes. You may enter.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay, multi-channel selling. The collector experience. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's what confused me. It wasn't clear this was eBay. So you just have to contact the person, George, via email, and he'll continue the process for you.
So Griff, you're Nick.
So when you travel to sports memorabilia conferences and meet with buyers and sellers there, Austin, what are some of the most common things you hear about their experiences on eBay?
It's sort of, I think it's changed over time, and part of I'd say last year, a lot of buyers were excited about some of the steps eBay was taking, but this is a category that's been strong on eBay for some time, say 10 or 15 years. And yeah. So they were a little nervous about, I like that eBay is getting more retail competitive, more fixed price, but is this category getting left behind? And part of what we did in collectibles this year across the board was really reinforced that, no, this is important to us. This is our core business. And we're still focused on, you know, innovating and making the process better for you. And that's part of, I think, our approach this year across not just in cards, but in coins and other collectibles has been really refocusing and shining a light and making sure that this part of the site and this part of our community is just engaged and keeping up with the other parts.
So you said that a person could own a card and not have it listed, and they don't even have a picture of it, so they're allowed to use a stock photo. What about condition at that point?
If you have a graded card, and a graded card would mean you've sent it to a grading company like PSA and it's been graded, at that point you have to use an image because people want to see, you know, the card.
Yeah.
We actually tested this with a seller called Burbank Sports Cards, and they had a ton of cards, like I just mentioned, that were guys that maybe didn't make it big, but there's huge demand for them, and they were seeing demand for them. People have fans, neighbors, etc. So, like, let's say a $3 or a $4 or $5 card, which is a lot of these cards. We tested if we just use, most of these cards are in the same condition, they're mint or near mint, and we tested if we just used a stock photo, would we have any impact on a buyer's BBS rate? And actually, it didn't. We didn't see any impact. People were just as happy because they're going on, they're buying 20, 30 of these $2, $3, $4 cards. It's more important to them that they have access to that unique inventory than the photo is. It's a photo of the card, it's just not that exact card. And we found stock photos really help people because scanning, you know, 100,000 cards that are all $2, $3. It's lot of labor for that kind of return.
I think that's what discourages a lot of people from listing huge inventories of anything, so that you can provide stock photos for this unusual category. Because we've had stock photos for other categories for a while.
So what's next for sports memorabilia on eBay?
I think one of the things that I'd like to look at more is, you know, we've done great work at eBay around buyer experience and collections. And for me, the next step is, how do you make that more dynamic to what's going on in the sports world? It's interesting, speaking to on a show called ESPN Mint Condition tomorrow about something called the retirement effect, which is when a big player like Derek Jeter, for example, retires, what happens to the value of his memorabilia on eBay? Does that go up? Do we see sales go up? And so for me, I think what's next in sports memorabilia is being able to more dynamically surface what are people looking for? What are the different changes going on? And really making it feel like it's more alive, because certainly when we look at buyer data and what's happening, search data, et cetera, it's a marketplace that really mirrors what's going on in the sporting world.
Are you, Austin, only overseeing the sports memorabilia category?
I also oversee toys and comics.
Is there anything new happening there as well?
There is a lot. There's some good stuff happening in comics and also in toys. I'd be happy to come back and speak with you more.
Oh, please do. And consider coming to Las Vegas with us in June.
Yeah, we'll have to have Austin back.
We need to talk to you about that.
We have a lot of interesting interest in toys and comics on the site. Thanks again, Austin, for coming back and talking to us about this. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up, your calls on our open phone segment, 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers. And we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. And did we mention it's free?
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.